Did you see my garden? There are beans.
Yeah, that's my garden. I want to plant this area potato, in the left side onions, and my daughter likes flowers.
I took the seeds from Rwanda.
I only want to get some vegetables and talk to other people. I like it that it's multicultural. I like that.
It looks like spinach.
Strawberries. I've got them from a friend.
I want to make this okay. But I don't know how. I hope I get a little bit help.
20 plots, 15 cultures, one garden. This summer, tune into Eurovox to hear how an international community grows together. The Garden Project.
It's time for The Garden Project, a series we're running on Eurovox all summer about the International Garden in Bonn. So far, my colleague Laura Sprowe and I have brought you some of the action from Dungsdorf, as the gardeners attempted to build a playground for their children and tend to their vegetables at the same time. Laura's in the studio with me today. It hasn't been smooth sailing so far this summer, has it, Laura?
No, it hasn't. And we heard that last week when we spoke to Amar Keister and his wife Angelika.
I personally see that my husband, for him, it's much easier to communicate with these people because he feels like on the same level, if I can say it that way, than usually when he meets Germans. It is always like not a meeting on the same level. So here I feel like he's very happy and open with all the other people.
I like to help the peoples, no? I think there's two or three, four German people also here. They have been gardening, so I helped them a little bit with the machine last time. And now I saw there's nice plants they plant and everything's going very well there. I'm happy and they're also happy now. This is the first time here in this garden. No anywhere else in Germany like this.
They've been battling a snail and slug problem in their garden for some time.
Well, the snails are hiding in the shadow during the day. But you see, in the night they come and they eat the calendula plant, they eat the tagetes over there. There's no flowers anymore. And they go to eat the strawberries and the... Anna, this is your job. Just bring this snail somewhere.
And in fact, many of the gardeners have experienced hardships both on and outside of their plots for quite a while now. And this week, we meet a man who's planting sunflowers while his relatives rebuild a broken city.
My name is Yahya Vardak. Originally, I come from Afghanistan. I'm here in Germany since 1992. I waited for a long time to get asylum in Germany, and I could not work in my profession also in this time. In Rots. The horrible time in my life. Ich wusste nicht, was morgen passiert. Es war ein Perspektiv.
Aya is a very soft-spoken and humble man, I felt, when we met him. And he started speaking in German, as you noticed, when we asked him about his first few years here. It was a really tumultuous time for him. He studied medicine for 7 years in Czechoslovakia and then came to Germany and was prevented from working here because his qualifications didn't quite match up. And it took him, as he was talking about 10 years to kind of get his life in shape.
Yeah, look, I can't imagine what that would be like, but luckily for him, he managed to fall in love while he was in Germany, and now he's got a family with two wonderful kids, Yasmin and Hevat, which is the name of his son, but it's also actually the Afghan word for homeland. So I think from that you can tell that Yaya's roots are still very, very important to him.
Yeah, he's actually become an advocate for Afghan people living in Germany now.
I think there are about 300 families in Bonn and around the Bonn, and about 100,000 in Germany. We meet each other in some occasion to celebrate our holidays and or to organize help for Afghans in Afghanistan. Before 2001 was a period of 30 years of wars and destructions, and it destroyed the whole countries, country, and also the people. And I visited also in Kabul, my birthplace, my home, and it was destroyed.
I think it was really nice. He had all of these really hard things to say about his life, and then when we started talking to him about the garden project, his mood really changed. You could tell that. He got this big smile on his face, and it was really obvious how important this project has become to him.
Yeah, it was very nice to see.
Before 1 year, it was the start of this project, and as I heard about it, I thought it's a very interesting idea, and to balance my table work, office work, yeah, pizza, yeah, and also it's nice for our children, and for me the Luft year is the best year in Bonn and here in this garden area. Yes, we want to plant sunflowers and zucchini and some other flowers. And that all together with my daughter, of course, and to water the other plants. And for 1 week we plant some potatoes, and now I can see how they grew up. Or my daughter watered them. Here are the onions.
Oh no!
Yes, you are a really journalist.
Tut mir so leid. I looked for big white bulbs. I'm sorry.
You're in the path.
So where can I walk? I can walk along this line here.
I can't believe you walked all over his onions.
I know. Hello. It was so embarrassing. And his kids got in so much trouble when they did the same thing, and I could tell he was trying not to yell at me. It just goes to show how little I know about gardening. So clearly I have a lot to learn from this project as well.
Yeah, I've learned some painful lessons myself.
The next day I worked with our neighbor, Conny Voss, in this garden, and I get sunburned. Sunburning, here, and really I had some problems with my neck.
Me too.
She came to work with this bright red nose.
To be fair, Laura did too, so that's all that's said about that.
Fair enough.
Join us next week on The Garden Project.